In the second year of the reign of Donald Trump, when J.B. Pritzker was the incoming governor in Illinois, and Rahm Emanuel was the outgoing mayor of the city, with Pope Francis as the pontiff in Rome, and Blaise Cardinal Supich as the Archbishop of Chicago, the word of the Lord came to St. James. Every hill of our doubts shall be filled in. The mountain of our shame shall be torn down. The winding ways of our heart will be straightened, and the rough ways of resentment shall be smooth. For in our time, just as much as in the time of John the Baptist, the presence of God is here. But we have a task. The task that John described as making a way for the Lord, preparing his path. Now, we're used to the idea of preparing for Christmas, right? You know, you make a list and check it twice. You roast those chestnuts on the open fire. You wrap the presents, send the cards, visit the friends, bake the cookies, and go shopping. But that really seems not too much to be preparing a way for the Lord. That seems kind of like preparing the way for the bill collector to beat a presence to your door. So the challenge that we want to look at the scriptures today is, well, how really do we prepare a way for the Lord? How do we do that in fact? I've been watching them prepare the rough ways and the winding ways of Wabash Avenue since July 1st. And it has been quite a task, apparently, because 6 months later, they still have not finished. And it's kind of a reminder, it seems to me, that this business of preparing the way, of making rough ways smooth, is not an easy one. It takes a great deal of work and a great deal of effort to straighten out the crooked ways. And we certainly have lots of things in our lives which can make it a challenge to straighten out those ways. We have our own family issues that we're dealing with. We have the divisions in the country. We have the troubles in the church. And all of that can daunt us. All of that can seem overwhelming at times. And that's why it's so wonderful to hear those words of St. Paul today in his letter to the Philippians, where he, in the midst of great trouble, in the midst of great difficulty, has a great deal of confidence in what God can do. I am certain of this, he says. I am certain that the God who has begun this good work in you will bring it to completion. I'm certain of that. And so this Advent story, this story of being on the way of preparing, of getting things ready, is already inaugurated, St. Paul says. God's already at work doing this. And that's where the certainty comes from. It's not our ability to fill in those valleys and to smooth out those rough edges. But it's what God is doing in us. And what God is doing in us is something that we can can rest in, because God has brought together this community from a great deal of experience of loss, from suffering, from very diverse places, and God has brought us here. And so we can have that same assurance, that blessed assurance that St. Paul had, that if we continue to share the faith with the children, if we continue to reach out a hand to our neighbors, if we can make sure that families are encouraged, if we can heed the wisdom of the elders, then God will bring to completion this great work that he has begun in our midst. I am certain of this, that we can take off that robe of grief and of distress and put on the garment of righteousness, as the Old Testament puts it. And we can do that. We can do that no matter how things seem to be going. That's the assurance of the Bible. Yes, we have our issues in the family. Yes, we have violence and crime and drug dealing in our neighborhoods. Yes, we have family issues that seem intractable with financial worries. Yes, we have troubles in the church. But the promise is that God's ultimate triumph is assured. We don't have to be concerned how things are going to turn out. God promises that all will be well, that the God who has brought us this far by faith is not about to leave us now. And I am certain of this, that we have been blessed by all that has happened in our life. Particularly, I'm thinking of the example of those who have left us the faith. You know, we didn't learn the faith from some book. We didn't receive the faith like a rock somebody handed on to us. We caught the faith from our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and friends and neighbors. We caught the faith. And so we can be glad and rejoice that we have had such people to model for us, to show us the way. And if we can see far down that rough and winding road, it's because we stand on the shoulders of giants. I am certain of this, that our love can more and more increase, St. Paul says. We have been given so much, and all we need to do is make a return. All we need to do is forgive that wound that is still plaguing us. All we need to do is reach out to someone who is hurting. All we need to do is to encourage someone who is lost and confused. That's how our love increases more and more. But we always have to bear in mind it does need to increase, so we're kind of incomplete yet, so we need to be patient with each other until this increase happens, so that when somebody gets on your last nerve, you don't snap. You know what I'm saying? Advent. We're here in Advent in this season of hope, but it's also when we are being told by the Baptist we have to change, we have to repent, we have to have a converted heart. And so we need to have that increasing love that the apostle talks about. because that's the way that we receive the gift of the season, that is Jesus. Because really, Advent tells us that God is truly in our midst. Advent tells us that whenever we look at the face of another, we're seeing the face of God. Advent tells us that God is truly in our midst. And since we're not sure exactly which one of us embodies the presence of God, we better love everybody. Amen?
Amen.